everyone. This is Yoshinori Nagai reporting. A rock concert will be held on June 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Kawagoe. The band will play Japanese rock tunes from the 90s, such as Hide, Rock and Shell, and other musicians. If you want to get rocked, contact us for a free ticket at easy-sir.honda@t.vodafone.ne.jp. Did you get it? Okay, I'll repeat it one more time. easy-sir.honda@t.vodafone.ne.jp. The address of the place where the concert will be held is written on the ticket, so you should have no problem getting there. Once there, please make sure we keep the place clean. We are looking forward to seeing and rocking you. こんにちは。今日は皆さんにお知らせがあります。6月4日の夜6時から8時にかけて埼玉県川越市でライブがあります。ヒデやラルクなどを中心に90年代のジャパニーズロックをカバーするので、懐かしい曲で一緒に盛り上がりたい人は easy-sir.honda@t.vodafone.ne.jp まで連絡してもらえればタダでチケットを渡します。 easy-sir.honda@t.vodafone.ne.jp ですよ。お間違いのないように。チケットの裏面にライブ会場までの地図が書いてあります。それを頼りに来てください。それから会場内での飲食等は、十分気をつけてください。以上、聖学院大学イングリッシュラジオ放送の永井義則でした。
Hello everyone, this is Megumi Tosaka reporting. Today, I'd like to introduce 聖学院 Movie Club to you. It is the biggest club at this university with the highest number of members.The club started only 2 years ago and soon became popular with many students. This also tells us that many of us are interested in movies. Last year, the club made its first film. So on June 1st, you can see the movie on the first floor of Building 2, Room 2108. If you have a time, please go and watch the movie.The showing will start at 12:45. For more information about the club, please contact Professor Akiyoshi or Mr. Satoshi Kaneko. This was an announcement from 聖学院 English Radio Broadcast. 皆さんこんにちは。今日は聖学院大学映画制作部を紹介します。この大学で部員の一番多い部活です。この部活は2年前にできたばかりです。文化祭などで面白い作品を提供してくれます。ではここでお知らせです。6月1日木曜日のお昼休みに上映会をします。場所は2号館1階の2108教室です。12時45分から上映しますので、皆さんお時間があればぜひ行ってみてはいかがでしょうか。この部活への質問などは政治経済学部の秋吉先生、または金子聡くんへどうぞ。聖学院大学イングリッシュラジオ放送の戸坂めぐみでした。
Hello everyone, I'm Mehran Sabet and I'm going to be interviewing Ms. Ping Fang?
P.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, our guest today. And first, I would like to ask you to tell us about yourself, where you're from, your family, how long you've been in Japan, and so on.
Well, my name is Fang Ping. I'm from Tianjin, China. I've been here for about 4 years. I'm an only child. I don't have any brothers or sisters. Almost all Chinese couples have only one child because the one child policy in China.
I see. Okay, Ping, what brought you to Japan? I mean, why did you come to Japan?
Yes, there are two reasons why I chose Japan. Mm-hmm. The first one is I worked for an import and export company before I came here for about 1 year. At that time, I couldn't speak any Japanese. And the second reason is because the deep relationship between China and Japan, there are lots of Japanese companies in China. It's a big advantage to master Japanese, and of course, English too.
I see. Yes, that's right. Yes. Okay. Also, what do you like about life here in Japan?
Let me see. I like my lifestyle here, although I'm very busy every day. I like to be independent. I can see the issues from a different perspective and understand China well. I'm living a full life here in Japan.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes. What has been difficult for you to adjust here in Japan?
Well, I had some difficulty when I first came to Japan because I couldn't speak any Japanese. Mm. But now I don't think I have many problems. I'm positive and adapt quickly to studying and life in Japan. For example, Japanese traditional food, raw fish. I couldn't have any during my first year, but now I'm okay.
Good. Being positive, I think, is very, very important. You know, glad to hear that. Pink, what are some of the similarities between Japan and China?
Well, China and Japan are both Asian countries, and they are next to each other. You can distinguish Japanese people from Chinese people only from appearance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Chinese people won't feel somewhat out of place here in Japan.
Mm. How about some differences between the two countries?
From a viewpoint, Japan follows collectivism, but China is an individualistic country. Japanese people like to work together, and teamwork system is very strong in some Japanese companies.
Oh, I didn't know that China was like that. I thought China was very similar to Japan.
Yes.
They are different.
Yes, I think so.
Well, Ping, I've always been impressed with your ability to speak English and Japanese. Tell us about your secret. What is your secret to speak in both languages so fluently?
Yes, I like to say the three D's to success. The first one is desire. In Japanese, it means gangbo, and the second one is discipline. It means kunnen, and the third one is dedication. It means yaruki in Japanese.
I see. Okay. Are you a third-year student or second-year student?
I'm a third-year student.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be graduating next year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what are your plans after you graduate?
Well, from this August, I will study abroad in the U.S. for one semester. And from now on, I'm planning to ask Career Support Center to help me find a job in Toyota because Toyota is my favorite company. And for my fourth year, I want to go to the U.S. for another semester if I have the chance.
Good luck.
After that, I'm going back to Tianjin, my hometown, and work for Toyota so that I can stay near my parents and my family forever.
Well, good
That's
luck.
All. Thank you.
Thank you for coming and stopping by today.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Hiromi Hatakeyama and Akinori Yamanaka Show.
Would you like another cup of coffee?
Yes, yeah, 39.
Hey, you dropped your pencil case.
Oh, 39. Could you tell me an answer?
Sure, the boy went to the store.
Oh, 39. Where is the toilet?
It's right here.
Oh, 39. Can you show me how to play this?
Sure, it goes like this.
Oh, Oh, 3-9. After you finish washing your blender, could you wash mine?
Alright, just put it there.
Oh, 3-9. Would you turn off the lights before you go home?
Okay.
Kyowa waza waza 3-9, 3-9.
いい加減にしてよ。You've been saying 3-9, 3-9 all day. What does it mean?
3-9 means thank you in English. 今日はわざわざ thank you, thank you.
Hello, I'm Kazuaki Takahashi, and this is the lunchtime quiz. It's a sunny day. A big man and a small man went fishing. The big man had a big fishing rod, and the small man had a small fishing rod. The big man had a big umbrella, and the small man had a small umbrella.The big man had a big hole in the umbrella, and the small man had a small hole in the umbrella. Who got wetter, the big man or the small man? A. The big man. B. The small man. C. Nobody. Send the answer by email, and you can win a free lunch.
Hi, David. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm okay, except that I'm a little tired.
How come?
Why? Well, too much work and not enough time to get everything done. That's why.
I know what you mean.
You know, I love teaching, but things can get really hectic at times.
That's why we have those long vacations, Moran.
You get those long vacations, not me, David. So, what should we talk about today?
Well, there's one expression that comes up nearly every time we exchange information about ourselves, and that's, what do you do?
That's right, David.So, let me ask you, what do you do?
Well, I listen to music in the evening and, I ride my bicycle.
Yes, I know all that, but what do you do?
Okay, well, let's see. I read books and play with my cats.
That's great, David, but I want to know, what do you do?
Well, let me think, I like to go to the coffee shop, and sometimes I go to the museum and look at paintings.
What do you do, David? Just tell me, please.
Play on the internet?
Well, you obviously don't understand my question.
Moran, I don't think I understand your question.
Well, that's fine with me, David, because I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore, David.
May I ask you a question, Moran?
Go ahead, David.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, I see. You want to know what my job is, mm-hmm. What kind of work I do. I see.
Finally.
But Moran, what about our students? A lot of them don't have jobs, and the others are only doing part-time work. What should they say if someone asks them, "What do you do?"
They can simply say, "I'm a student."
It's very simple and easy.
Can't get any easier.
So often after students say, "I'm a student," some people might ask, "What are you studying?" Now, they really don't want to know every single subject that the student is studying, do they?
No, they just talk about their major.
For example?
Well, they can say, "I'm studying Japanese literature," or "human welfare," or "psychology."
Or they can also say, "I'm majoring in such and such," or so on.
That's right. A student could say, "I'm majoring in political science and economics," or "I major in political science and economics."
By the way, Moran, what did you study?
I have an MBA.
What does MBA stand for?
It's Master of Business Administration. How about you, David?
Well, I studied English literature.
It's interesting. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a pilot.
A pilot? Now that's challenging.
Yes, but I ended up being a teacher here in Japan. It's okay though. I'm making so much money now that I can fly anywhere in the world without learning how to fly.
I guess we are well paid.
Yes, indeed. So, to summarize our lesson today, the answer to the question, "What do you do?" is...
I'm a student, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a businessman.
And the answer to the question, "What are you studying?" is...
I'm studying political science and economics, or I'm majoring in child studies.
Good job, David.
I know.
Now, let's go to our next lesson. In the following lesson, we talk about...
Oh, yeah? What are we talking about next time?
Well, let's think about it. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, me either. Well, we'll have to get on the job.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, well, here I am again. Out here in the dark Tombo. It's nighttime again. And I'm out here in the dark Tombo with the crickets and the frogs and the suzumushi. In fact, the song that I'd like to play for you next was inspired by the suzumushi. It's called Silicon Suzumushi, and it's my own original composition again. We hope that next week we'll be able to bring you some music by Seigakuin's students, some rock music. But until then, you're just going to have to settle for this peaceful, relaxing music inspired by the Japanese countryside. And so, until next week, this is David Gann from the Seigakuin English Radio Broadcast, signing over and out.